Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
Chuck Berry was singing the praises of rock and roll music, and he opens the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. Speaking of rock and roll, in 1959, the rock and roll music world was set reeling by allegations that DJs were being paid to play and promote certain songs. As those allegations grew, Congress conducted hearings on the subject, dubbed the Payola Scandal, which resulted in at least one prominent DJ losing his job after he refused to cooperate. The scandal also gave those who really wanted rock and roll to disappear plenty of ammunition. In February of 1960, comedian and satirist Stan Freberg released a two-sided parody of this serious subject. Settle back and relax for about 9 minutes of the old Payola Roll Blues.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it. Hold it, hold it. Something's missing.
A teenage idol, man. You have a teenage idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait here. I'll get one. Hey, kid.
Who, me?
Yeah, can you sing?
No.
Good. Come with me. Say, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now, you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're gonna be a big record star.
Ooh-ooh.
Hey, that's good, too. Throw that in. Now, here we go.
High school. Ooh, ooh. High school. Ooh, ooh. High school. High school. High school.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where'll we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.
Well, do I get to pose beside a tiger?
Nah, that's been done. Maybe we'll get you a moose.
Well, maybe now I can have my adenoids taken out.
What, and ruin your amateur standing?
Well, could you at least get me a date with that mouseketeer that grew up?
All right, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to go 3 nights a week for finger-snapping lessons.
Ooh, I've wanted to do that as long as I've been in showbiz.
Hey, wait a second. How long you been in showbiz?
About a minute and a half.
Oh. Now, let's see if you can act humble in front of the press.
Okay. Oh, I'll never replace Elvis.
Yeah, all right.
He's the king,
yeah, all right, already. All right, already. Don't overdo it.
Hey, how can we be sure the girls are going to scream at me?
Ah, don't worry. Will you, kid? I got a screaming machine right here.
Yeah?
It replaces a teenage audience. We put it in the back of the auditorium, push the button, Panicsville. Here, listen. Will you get out of that drummer's lap?
Bent my cymbal, man.
Now, here's some variations. Whoops, wrong crowd. Well, let's do the other side of the record. I'll turn on the machine here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, conditioned to it.
Yeah, okay. What am I going to use for words on this side?
Who cares? Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay. What are you going to do with that sharp stick?
Oh, never mind what I'm going to do with it. Just sing, will you? Here we go.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door, woo, and he said he's going to make me a big record star. But since I can't sing, woo, he says it doesn't matter, woo, he says you've got a pretty face and a pompadour. What you doing with that stick, man?
Oh, perfect. Stick with me, kid. Clyde Ankle is going to jump up the charts.
Here's if you keep on with that stick, man.
All right.
Well, you really think you can get any disc jockeys to play my songs?
It's getting tougher, but I'm on my way to see one right now.
Oh, boy.
Right after I stop off at the bank.
The old paler old blues, huh?
What kind of crack is that? That's an insult to my integrity.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be,
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh-Ooh by Clyde Ankle. How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Lay it on the floor. Hey, that's pretty good. I got to remember that. shall we say 50 clams a week to ride it? Huh? I mean, really ride it?
Man, I wouldn't ride something called High School Ooh-Ooh if it had a vicuna saddle.
Yeah, but...
You got the wrong disc jockey in the wrong station, Clyde.
Barney, look, if it gets in the top 40, you'll have to play it.
Yeah, I'll play that jazz the day Ellis sings the Fats Domino songbook.
Well, I'd like to get your opinion.
No.
See what you think of it, huh?
No, man.
Just listen to a little of it.
Don't let it touch my turntable, man.
Well, wait a minute.
I just had shearing on there, man.
Look, it'll only take a few seconds. Listen.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door,
woo-hoo! Oh, you didn't hear enough of it.
Too much. I heard too much.
All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Well, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade. And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, if you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Heart?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school ooh-ooh a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played, only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price, but that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why not? You ready, Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, Billy.
Goodbye, 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 Obscurity Records. Goodbye, 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 you overnight one shot. Hello, music. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz, you beautiful thing. Hello, 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 hello.
What you gonna do when the...
So long, so long, so long, you nasal obstruction. But paid your way to this church.
So said Mabel, said she wasn't able. I told her, listen, Mama, don't you.
So long, music, parasite.
So long, tin pan, amateur night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Stan Freberg and the Old Payola Roll Blues from 1960. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where the music box continues with this song that I first heard while listening to the legendary John R. and the Ernie's Record Mart show on WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee. It's time to open the windows and crank up the volume for Bo Diddley. You can't judge a book by its cover.
You can't judge apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Judge the book by looking at the cover. Oh. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Looking at the cane, you can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover, come on. Oh, how am I doing, baby?
cover, oh, can't guilty. A book by looking at the cover.
Singer and songwriter John D. Loudermilk hopped on the Blue Train in 1964. And from 1962, we heard You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover by Macomb, Mississippi native Bo Diddley. Some songs just sound better when you play them good and loud, don't they? But now that the neighbors have all gone into hiding, you can lower the volume a little bit for Somewhere in the Night by Helen Reddy.
Found time enough to love. I found love enough to hold you. Tonight, I'll stir the fire you feel inside until the flames of love enfold you. Laying beside you, lost in the feeling, so glad you opened my door.
I'll play you over and over again.
I'll lie and watch you sleeping, and you'll smile when you dream about the night like it's a secret you've been keeping. Laying beside you, lost in the feeling, so glad you opened my door. Come with me. Somewhere in the night we will know everything lovers can know. You're my song, music to magic to end. I'll play you over and over again. Loving so warm, moving so right, closing our eyes and feeling the light. We'll just go on burning bright. Somewhere in the night. Loving so warm, moving so right, closing our eyes and feeling the light. We'll just go on burning bright. Somewhere in the night.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, don't it hurt deep inside.
Silence is Golden was first recorded by the Four Seasons, but the English band The Tremolos brought it to the radio in 1967, and Helen Reddy sang Somewhere in the Night in 1975. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.